Shooting maybe over the war of words continues. Russia has criticised the Western media for what it's called its biased view on the conflict. But not all journalists blame Russia for the conflict. But we're now joined on the line by Alex Jones, the US investigative journalist from the Infowars.com website, to get his opinion on this. Hello to you, Mr. Jones. So in your opinion, what was wrong with the coverage of this conflict in Western media?
Well, Ellis, thank you for having me on. First off, let me say I am ashamed. As an American, I'm a loyal American who loves my country, but my country has been taken over by a private international military-industrial complex, and they launched the sneak attack on the Russian enclaves of Abkhazia and other areas, as you know, on 888, using the cover of the Olympic Games and a dastardly sneak attack on the order of Pearl Harbor in World War II, and I'm just so ashamed that our country's been hijacked and is being used to do this. And I am a syndicated radio host, and of course run the news site Infowars.com. And that morning I was watching foreign news, and I knew that the U.S.-backed Georgians, the Israeli and NATO-backed Georgians, had snuck attacked viciously and were hunting down and killing civilians, attacking the peacekeepers, just unprecedented crimes in our modern age, the 21st century. And then I would turn on CNN and Fox and even BBC, and they were reporting that Russia, it was headlines, Russia invades Georgia, Russia sneak attacks. And our leaders went on television and said that we would have to have a new Cold War. It was such an insult to the American people's intelligence that the United States-backed Georgia attack, snuck attack areas on your border, and I apologize as an American that we let our government been taken over like this. And this is not the United States that I grew up in. It's very, very shameful. Even in the Cold War, our governments didn't do things like this to each other, and the Russian people I know want to work with the American people in Europe and sell us oil and gas, and the neocons in NATO, in the U.S., and Israel want to have a new Cold War. And that's why they launched this sneak attack on Russia, thinking that they could intimidate Russia. They expected Russia to back down, but Russia didn't back down. And I just hope Russia keeps troops in Georgia so no more sneak attacks can be launched, because the dictator, and we know he was elected under fraud, there in Georgia, has said that he plans, he said it last week, to attack again as soon as he can. So please, Russia does not need to leave these areas that have been part of Russia for years, Abkhazia and Ossetia, because we don't want violence. The American people don't want this. We want to be friends with Russia. And the good news is, for a full week, our lying, controlled, New World Order media tried to tell us that Russia snuck attacked, but the American people found out it was a lie, and now it's discredited our controlled media even more. And then, kicking the Russian out of the intro last week, unprecedented. That is a prelude, in many cases, to war, moving missile systems and troops and more trainers into Ukraine, into Czech Republic, into Poland. The world does not need this, but the New World Order corporate criminals in the West do not want Russia selling cheap oil and gas to Europe. They want to keep the prices high.
Mr. Jones, you certainly got some strong condemnation, or words to say, rather, on the media portrayal of all this. But why do you think it is that Western media has taken the slant you say it has? Is it guided by NATO's agenda?
NATO is a puppet of the military-industrial complex, the Anglo-American Western New World Order system based in, of course, London and New York and D.C. They have hijacked the U.S. They have implemented continuity of government. They have geared up for martial law. They've built FEMA camps here. They're destroying our republic. They're destroying our freedoms. They're coming after the free press. And so they're using NATO expansion as a way to widen a war throughout Central Asia and then to the west through Eastern Europe and Central Europe. And I really appreciate the fact that Russia has been restrained in all of this. And I just want to say, I am an American patriot. I stand for my country first. And I'm very sad to have to come out and speak out against my criminal government. But it's going to continue under McCain or Barack Obama. The PNAC documents written by the neocons say they want war with Russia and China. The American people do not want it. This is not strong condemnation. This is a saddened American having to beg the world to understand that we've been hijacked in the U.S. We do not like what's happening. The British people do not like what's happening. We want to be friends with Russia. and China. We do not want this, but the neocons are bloodthirsty. They've attacked all these countries. They have just came out in New Yorker magazine that Dick Cheney wanted to stage new terror attacks a few months ago against the U.S. fleet, having Navy SEALs dress up like Iranians. He wanted Navy special ops commandos to attack our own ships, to blame it on Iran. We have a criminal regime. We are in an emergency situation. We are under martial law for all intents and purposes in the United States. The United States has been taken over. This is not the American people. This is the corporate New World Order that has seized control of England and the United States, trying to bully Russia into submission. Russia is not expanding. Russia is not trying to take over areas. Russia is trying to be free market and trying to be part of the world community, and they're being stabbed in the back. Russia has always been attacked by the British bankers for over 100 years. They do not like your strong people or your culture. They want to hijack Russia, just like they did with the Bolsheviks. They want to hijack the U.S. We are all together against the New World Order, and that's what InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com covers.
All right, Alex Jones from InfoWars.com. Thank you for those thoughts.